Today being the 13th day of the month of Elul, we commemorate the yahrzeit of the great Sadiq, Rabbi Yosef Haim, otherwise known as the Ben Ish Chai. Just to say a few words of praise regarding the Ben Ish Chai. As our Hachamim tell us, Horato b'kedusha, his birth was with Kedusha. His father, Rabbi Eliyahu Haim, was childless for many years, and after he received the blessing from the great rabbi of Morocco, Rabbi Yaakov Abu Hasera, guaranteed him that he's going to have a son, and that son is going to lighten up the Jewish nation with his Torah. Shortly after that blessing of Rabbi Yaakov Abu Hasera, Rabbi Ben Yosef Haim was born in 1833 in Baghdad. It's well known that he was indeed a child prodigy. Even at a young age, the story is told, at the age of four, his father asked him, why did God have to ask Adam Arishon, Ayeka, where are you? Doesn't God know where everybody is? So the Ben Ish Chai answered at 4 years old, Ayeka az rashe tevot, ani yodeya kod anistarot. His God was telling Adam, don't worry, I know everything. I know where you are, I know what's in your heart. And all that was the age of four already. At the age of 14, already he was answering questions to She'elot. Actually, they sent his father a question, and he intercepted it, and he sent back the answer before his father. Shortly thereafter, his father's answer was received, and they realized that the first one was written by the child prodigy. And therefore, from a young age already, his psakim were accepted worldwide, whether it was throughout India, even all the way as far as the Far East, and of course in Eretz Yisrael as well. The Ben Ish Chai wrote many sefarim, over 24 sefarim just in his lifetime, specifically the Ben Ish Chai that we have on the Halakot, and of course the Ben Yehoyada that we have on the Agadah, as well as the Ben Ayahu, his She'elot u'Tshuvot Rav Pa'alim, his Derashot on Yosef Chai, etc. At the end of his life, he died in 1909. He had the largest funeral ever in Baghdad since the times of the Talmud, which was attended even by the Goyim. Therefore, today is definitely a very important day that we commemorate something from the Ben Ish Chai when we discuss our daily halakha. The Ben Ish Chai was known for his also Kabbalistic flavor when it came to the minhagim and the different rituals that we have. In Parashat Nitzavim, he says as follows: Kodem Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, before Kiddush, Yeshev b'moshavo, he should sit down al mitam mutzat, on the cushioned chair. I don't know if that's a halakha, it has to be a cushioned chair, but he's just telling you to sit. V'yomar petihat Eliyahu zachu latov. You start the meal before Kiddush by reading the Patah Eliyahu. That's found at the beginning of the Sidurim, even before Shachrit. Ad kum Rabbi Shimon v'yitchaddeshun. Until you get to the spot of kum Rabbi Shimon. V'harkach yomar pasuk v'noach masachen b'aneh Hashem. In Sefer Bereshit, Perek Vav Pasuk Het, V'Noach Masachen, you're supposed to say that Pasuk, he says 12 times. V'Arkach Pasuk V'Yizra Yitzhak Ba'aretz Ahi, which is also Bereshit Chav Vav Pasuk Yud Bet, you say that Pasuk also 12 times. V'Arkach Pasuk Ki'emecha Mekor Chaim Be'orcha Nede'or, which is in Tehilim Lamed Vav Pasuk Yud, you say that Pasuk 10 times. V'Arkach Pasuk Or Zaru Al Sadiq Ul Yishrelev, which is in Tehilim Chavav Perek Yud Bet, you say that 17 times. Ve'harkach ve'amartem kolehai ve'ata shalom ve'techa shalom ve'chol ha'shelecha shalom, which is in the book of Shemuel Aleph Perek Chafe Pasuk Vav, 10 times. And then you say Tahil Shana u'berchoteha, that the new year start with its blessings, and then you make the Kiddush. Again, the Ben Ish Chai, the pesukim that were chosen, and the amount of times that it said, and the order that it said, obviously there's much mysticism behind it. But if the Ben Ish Chai says it, of course there's great reason to follow it. The rabbis of his time, whether it was the chief dayan of Baghdad, or whether it was his students that later on moved to Eretz Yisrael, they would say that whatever the Ben Ish Chai tells us, we follow, even if it's against the Shulchan Aruch, which means that's how much loyalty they had to the Pesachim of the Ben Ish Chai. It should be noted that he even fielded questions as far away as Turkey from Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi, who also lived at the same time, would ask questions to the Ben Ish Chai. So therefore, we should at least accept upon ourselves to follow this minhag, which is to our benefit, to say those pesukim at the beginning of the both nights of Rosh Hashanah. It is in some of the mahzurim. It's worthy to spend that 5 minutes in order to make the proper tikkun.